With record drought destroying crops across the country, corn prices are up 60%, causing a worldwide ripple effect. Governors from Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and Arkansas, Democrats all, have now asked the EPA to waive the 10% ethanol requirement for gasoline.
It's universally acknowledged that the ethanol is raising the prices of food. It's not lowering the prices of gas. It may, in fact, be raising the prices of gas. And it's having devastating environmental effects in terms of coastal pollution.
Coastal dead zones may be increasing because of the runoff from fertilizer-intensive corn crops. The Director General of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, Jose Graziano da Silva, has called for a suspension of ethanol mandates too, fearing that price spikes in U.S. corn exports may lead to starvation in the poorest of nations. Yet the administration has not yet acted to waive the mandate.
What I can tell you is that the EPA has made clear that they're working closely with the Department of Agriculture to keep an eye on yields, and they will evaluate all the relevant information when assessing that situation.
When asked recently about waiving the mandate, Deputy White House Communications Director Jen Psaki said this of President Obama's ethanol view, quote, "He absolutely believes in it. He thinks it's a driver of the economy here and a key component of renewable energy." In 2008, the EPA denied a similar waiver request from Texas Governor Perry.
It's a combination of politics, a lack of a desire not to look weak, a desire not to look anti-environmental, a desire to never retreat, and they don't want to acknowledge that their policy has caused pain.
That pain is not felt among corn growers. They've been making record profits since the ethanol requirement was imposed. The Corn Belt also includes key swing states, and neither party wants to risk losing those votes. Brett?
Doug.